Sound Free Spirituality. It's an interesting ad, that one, isn't it? It's the 18th of May. Just a couple of quick things. Merete Tai Mangakahia addressed the first Kotahitanga Māori Parliament this day of 1893, the first woman known to have done so. And on this day, it was the passing of Koruki Te Rata Mahuta Tawhil Pototau Te Whedowhedo, or the death of Māori King Koruki, who was the fifth head of the Kingitanga movement, founded in 1858, and his passing this day of 1966. You're with Urban Māori Radio Wātea 603. This is Pākehā Māori Issues Always Prioritised. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins is with us for a kōrero today on Budget Day 2023. Chris, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks very much. We've got a bit of a shaky phone there, but I'm not quite sure if you might be able to give it a bit of a shake there, Chris. It is neat to talk with you on Budget Day. Chris, thank you. Thanks for getting back to us. I'm hoping that the line's so much better. Pleased to have you with us. Pre-budget announcements on education. Obviously, there's a lot to be addressed here, and it's compromised, too, by the needs of communities still reeling from the devastation of Cyclone Gabrielle.
The big challenge in this year's budget has been making sure that we're dealing with the underlying economic pressure that New Zealand faces. We want to get inflation back down to, you know, the target range of 1-3%, because we know that as long as we've got inflation higher, every family feels that when they go to the supermarket, when they're paying their power bill, and so on. So we want to get that back down again to bring costs back under control. And that'll help to bring interest rates back in, under control as well. So those are, you know, two really pressing priorities in this year's budget. And that does mean that a big across-the-board spend-up really isn't an option for us at the moment, because that would simply keep inflation higher for longer, interest rates higher for longer, and that's going to hurt all families. So it's a carefully targeted budget. You'll see a lot of targeted support, you know, in the areas that have really, you know, felt the cost of living pressure over the last year or so, but it isn't a big across-the-board spend-up.
And it can't be, really. When we look back at the strains that it put on our economy, COVID, across a number of years, I mean, fair to say that this Labor government across the last couple of terms have weathered storms unlike anything that we've witnessed in history. So often on election year, you're expecting lolly scramble budgets and a lot of dosh being passed out to win votes. That's not really appropriate this year, is it?
Well, the reality is, you know, we've dealt with a lot of unexpected events. We had to sort of quite literally throw the kitchen sink at it when we were dealing with COVID-19 because of the enormous effect that had on our economy. We're kind of through that now, but we have got new challenges ahead. We've obviously got the inflation challenge, which is a global challenge, but we've, you know, it affects us here in New Zealand. We've got the challenge of higher interest rates because of inflation. We've got the challenge around the cyclone and the flood recovery, and we've got to make sure we're supporting communities through that. So, you know, there are still challenges for us as a government. We've got to really focus our energies and our efforts and funding quite carefully to meet those.
Can we touch on the report from Heke Aparata? It's short and sweet, 49 recommendations, 44 pages. But obviously it's quite a damning report on the activities of the forestry sector and the complicit nature of councils and local body politicians who have allowed the foresters to take their eye off the damage that can be done at times and has been done recently. Your thoughts on that report, please?
Well, we're working our way through the report at the moment, and of course we'll get more advice on that. The report itself hasn't been to Cabinet yet. We only received it late last week, so we will, you know, we will get some analysis of the report, and it will be considered by the government in terms of where we go from here with it. But I want to acknowledge it's a quality and thorough report, as I fully expected it was going to be when we put that panel together. It's a group of people who I had a lot of confidence in producing something robust, and I'm confident they will have done that. So we now just need to, you know, do them and everybody that's been affected by forestry slash the justice of taking their time to work our way through that report carefully.
Thank you. Mecca was on the program last night with Tamahere, actually. He hosts a program here. I don't know if you like that or not, but anyway, that's the reality, Chris. She says she bailed out because she didn't like the way that you'd taken over from Jacinda, and she defected because of your U-turn on hot issues like Three Waters, RNZ, TVNZ mergers, and the like. Look, you can't control the accents of all politicians, but I haven't spoken with you since Mecca decided to jump ship. What are some of your thoughts to what she's suggesting was a change in tack by you that affected the Labor caucus, and she did enough and bailed out?
Well, I mean, ultimately that's news to me because Mecca was in the meetings where all of those decisions were taken and didn't raise any concerns about any of those things. So, you know, this is all, it's kind of, there's not a lot of point in having a seat at the decision-making table if you don't express a view. And, you know, clearly Mecca's changed her mind because she was involved in all of those discussions. And this is the first that I've heard of those concerns. And thus far, she didn't contact me before she made her decision to join the Māori Party. So, you know, ultimately, people at their next election will form their own judgments on that.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. And I hope you don't mind me just dropping that one at you. But, you know, you seem pretty comfortable to handle yourself in interview situations. I've noticed that over the time you've been at the helm. Look, we're a Māori radio station. We've always got our fingers crossed that there's pūtea, Māori-focused pūtea. There have been times when, I think it was the Helen Clark government, had a budget that never mentioned the word Māori, and we are hopeful for some targeted assistance and funding rather than the universality approach that can also assist our people. Is there enough focus in this budget, from your understanding, to Māori needs?
Well, you'll certainly see that we're aiming to keep the momentum going when it comes to the progress that we've been making as a government on Māori issues. I'm really proud of the work that we have done with Māori communities to address their hopes, their aspirations, and the challenges that they've got in front of them. And so you'll see that we're continuing the momentum there. But, you know, there is that, I think you touched on it in your question. You know, Māori will also benefit from a lot of the things that we're doing that affect all New Zealanders. You know, bringing the cost of living under control, getting interest rates back down again. Our Māori communities care a lot about those things as well. You know, the cost of living is hurting everybody, and it's certainly hurting Māori communities. And that's why the work that we're doing in that space will have a real benefit to our Māori communities.
Thanks very much. Willie was saying you're increasingly comfortable in Māori situations. Are you increasingly comfortable with how he rolls as an ally?
Oh, I think Willie's a fantastic colleague. I've thoroughly enjoyed working with him. And, you know, I was pretty open when I took on this job. You know, I didn't grow up in a Māori community. It's been a new thing for me in my adult life to interact in the Māori space. And I've really appreciated the fact that, you know, for the most part, you know, the Māori leaders that I have worked with have made a real effort to ensure that I feel welcome in that space and that I am able to learn in that space. And I think that that's all we can ask, you know, on behalf of all New Zealanders. I think if all Kiwis were willing to just sort of take a step into the Māori world, and if Māori are willing to welcome them into that world, then actually I think a lot of the tension, a lot of the fear, a lot of the misunderstanding that too often characterises the relationship between Māori and non-Māori in New Zealand, we could overcome a lot of that. And that's where I think that our Māori members of Parliament, the Labour team, the Labour Māori team, I'm incredibly proud of, because I know how much energy they put into making sure that our non-Māori colleagues both understand the Māori world and feel welcome in it.
Well, you're always welcome on this program, Prime Minister. Thanks very much for sharing some cordial with us today. All the best for Budget Day 2023. We'll be waiting with bated breath for the announcements later this afternoon. Māori ora ki a koe e te rangatira. Thanks, Chris.
Kia ora. Thanks very much.
Thanks. You're 603 Urban Māori Radio. That's Chris Hipkins, our Prime Minister.